This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, what I'm trying to explain is that you can't believe anything you hear, see, or read. You can't plan anymore because the administration is confused. They call them Jumpin' Joe. That not me. I don't call him Jumpin' Joe. That's a name that I regurgitate. He's called Jumpin' Joe by his peers. When he was in the Senate, people would call him, other senators would call him Jumpin' Joe because whoever gave him the best deal, he would jump to that side. It's like, what's in it for Jumpin' Joe? It's like Slippin' Jimmy. Better Call Saul. Jumpin' Joe, Slippin' Jimmy. What's the difference? The point is, he keeps changing his mind. And because he keeps changing his mind, industry doesn't know what to do. Big oil doesn't know what to do. Green energy doesn't know what to do. Solar panel companies don't know what to do. The taxpayers don't know what to do. We don't know what to do. Because there is no steady course. We can't believe anything. This administration has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt in the public domain that they don't know what they're doing and that they're destroying our country. You can't tell what the prices are going to be tomorrow other than the fact that they're going up. There's no steady course. Don't believe a word we say. Don't believe a word you hear, see, or read in the media. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's true. And there's a saying that used to be back in the day, they don't know if they're Arthur or Martha. You know, that about sums it up with these people. They literally don't know if they're Arthur or Martha. This is it. And, you know, you've got to have your life built on a solid rock. And that means that you have to have your life established on Jesus Christ. You know, I know that you're a Christian. I'm a Christian. But people don't understand who Jesus is. You know, there's in that Super Size Me documentary that was put out a few years ago, the kids were showing Ronald McDonald and they were showing Wendy from the Wendy's logo and, you know, they knew who Ronald McDonald was and they knew who Wendy, some of them knew who Wendy was. But none of these children knew who Jesus Christ was. They held up a picture of Jesus Christ and not one of these children could say, oh, that's Jesus. Well, that's God. Well, that's Jesus Christ. None of these children knew. That's a country in desperate straits. Straits, Vincent. Because when you forget God, well, what's the foundation for everything else? Then it's a really slippery slope into moral relativism. When I was at university, I did a few philosophy classes, you know, mostly history and philosophy of science and such like. And it was an education. You know, because these guys, they would say that they were all into moral relativism. You know, and I was the one absolutist in the whole class. And the reason why I was an absolutist was because I was a Christian. You know, and they couldn't get it. They could not understand why I had absolute. But now we're seeing the fruits of what happens when you have absolutes in your life. When a dog's a dog, a cat's a cat, a man is a man, a woman's a woman, you know, a boy's a boy and a girl's a girl. That is a life, and God is God, and you are you, and I am me, and that's how it is. And when you have these sorts of absolutes in your life, and right is right and wrong is wrong, when you have these sorts of absolutes in your life, that's a solid foundation for you to build your whole life on. You know, and it's not about, you know, being dogmatic or a prude or anything like that. It's about not being washed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. That's not just religious doctrine. It's, you know, philosophical doctrine, moral doctrine, all sorts of doctrines that are out there. You can't just be washed to and fro by every whim of fancy that's out there in the universe. You'll go nuts. You'll go absolutely crazy. You're going to have a solid foundation for your life. And the only really solid foundation for anyone's life is Jesus Christ as he's spoken in the Gospels. And if you want to know what that is, then get a Bible and read the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's what you do. And you will meet somebody in those books. And it won't take you very long, probably a couple of hours for each gospel, I would say, to read all the way through them. And you will see, you will meet the most amazing guy, who did the most marvelous things, made the deaf to hear, made the blind to see, healed demon-possessed people, told those demons to get out, and they got out, you know, fed thousands of people from a small basket of food, did all sorts of incredible things, saved weddings. Just the wedding ran out of wine, you know, and he turned water into wine at Cana. That was his first miracle. But that's, yeah, the Apostle John, at the end of it, who is Jesus' best friend on the whole earth, was the Apostle John. He said that at the end of his gospel, the Gospel of John, he said he supposes that all the books in the whole world couldn't contain all the incredible things that Jesus had done. If all of them had been written down, he supposed that not all the world could contain all the books that would be written. You know, I was having this, because I have discussions with people on YouTube in the comments section from time to time. So if you see Psychic Isaacs in the comments section on a YouTube video, that's actually me. Well, actually, on the other end of the keyboard typing in, so you can have a conversation with me in the comments section. But somebody was mentioning this, and they said about the, you know, about Jesus and the Bible and all the rest of it, and about how if it wasn't in the Bible, then, you know, it wasn't, you know, it had to somehow be rejected. And I get it. Because there's a lot of really weird stuff out there. But the thing is that there's things that Jesus alluded to, just a hint of that, in the Bible, where, you know, you get the impression that if you pull on that string that is hanging from that sweater, if you keep on pulling on it, you're going to find out something absolutely extraordinary. But how many people have pulled on those little strings? And one in particular, he was asked about who John the Baptist was. And some people were saying that he was Jeremiah or one of the prophets, and some people was, you know, so saying this and saying that and saying the other. And they said to Jesus, well, who do you say that John the Baptist was? And Jesus said something very, very interesting. And he said, if you have ears to hear, then he was Elijah the prophet. If you have ears to hear it. Now, what does that mean? That means that he was Elijah, John the Baptist was Elijah the prophet. He didn't know that he was Elijah. The Jews had a mystical teaching of reincarnation. It wasn't universally accepted that there were certain people of that nation that had that belief. And they you know, the Greeks, the Hebrews and the Greeks, they had a lot of interactions with each other at that time, and it's been speculated, did the Hebrews get it off the Greeks, or did they get it from somewhere else? It doesn't really matter. But what Jesus was saying was that John the Baptist was the prophet Elijah. He said, but if you have ears to hear, that means not everybody will be able to accept this. And if you don't have ears to hear, well, that's okay. You know, you can carry on your merry way. You can still have your Christianity, and you'll go to heaven, and you'll meet Jesus, and he loves you. You don't have to believe in reincarnation to be a Christian. It's not a fundamental doctrine of Christianity. But is it a fact? Is it a reality? I believe it is. And when people say, oh, well, you know, you can't believe in reincarnation and be a Christian, that's a doctrine of demons, which I've heard Christians say. I used to believe that, Vincent. I point them to that scripture where Jesus is being questioned about John the Baptist. Now, I think it's Matthew 11, I think. But anyway, this is it. And I think the spiritual universe is a lot more complicated than what a lot of people realize, than what I realize, than what you realize, than what any of us realize. And that we need to have our feet on this ground and realize that we are incarnated in this world. We have been put in a certain time and in a certain place. And we have to live the life that God has given us to live here now. And not get up, caught up in a whole lot of fanciful stuff that is so subject to speculation it will make your head spin. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Now, you used a word that's very interesting, fanciful. That's where a lot of people are stuck today. They're stuck in fanciful. They're stuck in views. They're stuck in memories. And I don't mean remembering. I think what they're doing is they are valuing memories as very important, going to Disney. And what you get from going to Disney is memories. And if you put on one of these Apple alternate reality, virtual reality headsets for $3,500, it takes you to a place that does not exist. So instead of reality, instead of buying a pitchfork, a shovel, a hoe, an axe, a chainsaw, fencing, a tractor, a truck, a farm, piece of reality, people are spending funds on non-reality. And I'd like to talk about absolute. You also used that word too. We come back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, if you'd like to listen to USA Prepares, you can listen on GCNLive.com, GCNLIVE.com. That's Genesis Communications Network. And we originate from Genesis Communications Network. You can also listen to us on Rents Radio, R-E-N-S-E. Radio.com. That's Jeff Rentz. And you could also listen to us on the Global Star Radio Network. That's Galaxy 19, the satellite. And you can listen to us on the listen line, telephone listen line from Galaxy 19 / Global Star Radio Network. And that telephone listen line is 605-615-1815. 605-615-1815. And you can also listen to us on the Ron Gibson channel. Ron Gibson's a gentleman. I met him on the East Coast, and he has been posting us for darn close to a decade on the Ron Gibson channel on Odyssey and BitChute. Odyssey and BitChute. Ron Gibson, R-O-N-G-I-B-S-O-N. And he posted us for like 10 years on YouTube, you know, those guys that threw us off. Because free speech, they're not interested in it. And they're not interested in the truth. At least that's my opinion. And by the way, why would anybody put all of their eggs in one basket? So think about that. Think about that. Depending on someone for your whole life. And, you know, imagine if we had depended on just YouTube. Imagine that. And then get thrown off. Or imagine if we had depended on just a Republic Broadcasting Network and then getting thrown off four times. Okay? So make sure that you have plans, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, you know, etc. And you know what? Genesis Communications Network has been so good to us. They have never uttered a single word, not one word about content, not one word. other than they like what we do. They've never tried to steer us in any particular direction or steer us away from any particular direction. Can you imagine that? That's as good as it gets. Gwyneth, I believe you used the word absolute. And so what is absolute? Well, absolute means free from restraint, free from qualification, free from mixture, free from imperfection. It also means having no exceptions. It means ultimate, fundamentally ultimate. Okay, so what is absolute zero? And this was a lesson that I taught at the dinner table last night to Mrs. Finelli and our son, Bam. Absolute zero is a temperature at which everything stops. There's no molecular movement. None. Everything stops at absolute zero. So what is absolute zero? Well, on a Fahrenheit scale, 460 degrees. I'm rounding. It's 459.67. 460 minus 460 degrees. On the Celsius scale, it is minus 273 degrees. And there's another scale called Kelvin, K-E-L-V-I-N, and it's 0 degrees K, or 0 degrees Kelvin. So absolute is minus 273 C for Celsius, or centigrade, minus 459, or 460, F for Fahrenheit, and 0 K. So that's absolute. And you were talking about absolute, and we need to talk about absolute, because what's really happening is our leadership has decided that absolute is not so good. Not so good. We should mix. We should mix races. We should mix cultures. We should mix everything. And what happens when you do that? What happens when you take cranberry juice, full strength, out of the bottle you buy it in, and mix it with half water? Now, I happen to like it that way, because I'd rather not have so much sugar. But what I've done is I have reduced the cranberry juice content. Did I make it better? No, I didn't make it better. I did not. Think about that in your lives. Why do we have commercials on TV with some weird-looking guy married to some pretty girl, or vice versa? Why? Why is this happening? What used to happen? People used to like people like them.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
USA News Update. California continues getting drenched by atmospheric river storms. Governor Gavin Newsom has activated the state's Emergency Operations Center. Cal OES spokesman Brian Ferguson.
Along the central coast and down into Los Angeles County, we're worried about flash flooding and land movement.
There's another half inch to inch of rain expected Wednesday. There's already been roughly 8 to 12 inches of new rainfall in affected areas the past several days. Taylor Swift's impact is evident in Lyft's financial success.
According to Lyft CEO David Risher, the rideshare company experienced a notable increase in its bottom line due to the Taylor Swift Eras Tour. Traffic to and from stadiums and hotels surged by 25 to 60% whenever the pop star was in town. Risher also disclosed to Yahoo Finance that fans of Swift, known as Swifties, tend to tip triple.
USA's John Schaefer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So when it comes to the political world and the world of laws, rules, regulations, there's very little that is absolute. And one thing that we thought was absolute was plastic. We thought that we could buy a roll of plastic, put it on our garden, and it would be reusable. We thought that we could put it down, keep the moisture in the garden, and you know, have little holes for the tomatoes and the peppers and the plants to come up, and that we could, at the end of the season, roll up the plastic, reuse it next year. It's no longer the case. We put plastic down. We thought that there was a life expectancy of maybe 5 years for plastic. the plastic disintegrated in 1 year into billions, if not trillions, of little broken pieces. There's so many pieces that this plastic sheet, you know, this 100-foot roll of 50 feet wide plastic sheet, it's in so many pieces we can't get it. We can't get it up. There's nothing that in the political world that's absolute anymore. Everything's broken. Everything's changing, and everything's volatile. Gwyneth.
Oh my gosh, just to get sneeze. That's true. I thought I was about to sneeze, and I didn't. But yeah, nothing. The only thing that's absolute is Jesus Christ. You know, he is the only foundation that you can build your life on. And he died on the cross for all of our sins. And what is sin? Sin is where you've missed the mark. Sin is where you've got it wrong in your life. And Jesus is willing to forgive you, but there's no such thing as unconditional forgiveness. That's a lie. That's a lie out of the pit of hell. God's forgiveness is there, but it is 100% conditional. And that is conditional on, and this is in the gospel, Jesus Christ said, repent. That means turn around, do a 180-degree turn, and start doing the right thing instead of the wrong thing. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Stop doing the wrong thing. Start doing the right thing, because God's kingdom is at hand. It's here. That is one condition.
Gwyneth,
the other condition.
Okay, go ahead.
The other condition is, if you don't know what you're doing, God will forgive you. But most people know exactly what they're doing, and they keep doing it anyway. But there are circumstances where people genuinely don't realize that what they're doing is wrong. And then, yeah.
So we're back to fraud. We're back to fraud. Let me give you an example. So Bill Clinton, William Jefferson Blythe Clinton, when he was having sex with Monica Lewinsky in the Oval Office, the White House, which he denied, but he lied. So he, right after that, he went on 60 Minutes, and he and Hillary, and they're talking about him doing better, you know. He carried around a Bible, and he went to church. So he went from this womanizer, this serial womanizer, who couldn't keep his zipper up, to walking around and being seen with a Bible in his hand. So people probably incorrectly thought that he was a good guy. Well, he's got a Bible in his hand. Fast forward. Let's move to the current guy. Current guy is bent on blowing up parts of the world, providing bombs, lying to us, blowing up the economy, inflicting COVID-19 and killing men, women, and children, parents, grandparents, children, aunts, uncles, friends, relatives. And he goes to church. He goes to the Catholic Church. And so here are two guys who are perpetrating massive fraud, lying to us at every turn. But they are using religion as they're really good people. They're really nice. You can trust them. He carries around a Bible while he's having sex in the Oval Office. And the other guy, he's a really good guy, and he's supplying arms to Israel, and they're blowing up Gaza, and we, the villagers, are demanding a ceasefire, and Joe vetoes it. How about that? You can't believe anything that you hear, see, or read, including what I just said. Gwyneth, any comments about that?
Yeah. People might be fooled by fake repentance. God's not fooled. when you repent of your sins, that means when you turn around and stop doing the wrong thing and start doing the right thing, you have to really, truly stop doing the wrong thing and start doing the right thing. God's not fooled. He's not some schmuck, as the saying goes, who, you know, I think that the preachers from the pulpit, most of them have done God a very great disservice, because they've made him out to be a schmuck. They've made him out to be weak. They've made him out to be, you know, just gentle Jesus, meek and mild. Yet Jesus is meek. That means well controlled. And he is mild natured until he's not. And when he's not, he'll destroy people with the breath of his mouth. But I'd like to preach on the coming battle of Armageddon, where all the enemies of God will be wiped away by the breath of the mouth of God. You know, then I like to preach about Sodom and Gomorrah. Then I like to preach about Noah's flood. Then I like to preach about hell. God made hell. God made hell for the devil and his angels. There's consequences for action. Jesus Christ said, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Now, I'm busy planting plants and, you know, figuring out how to grow stuff in this semi-arid climate that we have. And sometimes it's successful, sometimes it's not. But when I sow a zucchini or a courgette, I'm going to get a courgette plant. When I sow a boysenberry vine, I'm going to get a boysenberry. And, you know, if I allow weeds to grow, then the weeds are going to grow. This is an immutable law. It's like gravity. This is an absolute, immutable, fixed law of the universe. There are fixed laws in the universe. What you sow, you reap. If you jump off a 10-story building, gravity is going to pull you down to the concrete and you're going to be a squashed spider. You know, these sorts of things happen. You can't go lying, cheating and using people up and not have everybody get angry at you. People are going to get angry at you, and the day's going to come where you've got no friends, and people are going to turn on you. If you live your life that way, you're going to have a very lonely, unhappy, and short old age. Because you can't live like that and expect everything to go well for you. You know? And some people have a go at Jordan Peterson. I actually like a lot of what he has to say, because he says things like, you got to realize there's consequences for your actions. That's true, there are. And you've got to live your life and treating people how you want them to treat you. Nobody wants to be robbed from. Nobody wants to be cheated on. Nobody wants to have, you know, be lied to. I've met some really, truly, positively, satanically evil people on this earth. And when the tables got turned on them, they hated it, Vincent. Because I'm the one who turned the table on them. And they hated it. You know? And they needed somebody to turn the tables on them. They needed somebody to say, "You think you can do this and get away with it? I'm going to show you something." You know? And I ended up getting some blowback from that myself. But the thing is that I was justified in what I was doing. They were not justified in what they were doing. This is it. And you've got to go through your life treating other people how you want them to treat you, doing good things for people whenever you can, but not being a schmuck. Can you define for the class what a schmuck is, Vincent?
No. No, I can't, because it requires using some vulgarity. So no, I cannot. But let's talk about turning the tables for a second. I know of a family. Actually, I know several families who have been in the raising animals business and selling them as a business. And the state has come over to these people and inspected them, wandered onto their property, inspected them, and then said, you're doing these things wrong. And you've got 30 days to clean up your act or we're going to fine you or put you out of business. So here in Missouri, there are plenty of people who have farms, and they've raised dogs. They've raised purebred dogs and multiple breed dogs. And the state has come around and inflicted threats on these people. There was a guy that was selling rabbits, former USA Prepares instructor, and that family was threatened with $1 million fine for selling rabbits. This was their child's entree into learning how business works. This was not a factory farm. This was a small, let's try it and see how it works operation with rabbits. $1 million fine. There's another guy, Mark Baker, who has a farm in Michigan, and he was selling pigs. And the state came down on him. Massive fine. Unless he wanted to kill his pigs. Because some state alleged authority told him so. Well, I said to Mark, here's how you do it. Turn the tables. Show them what it's like to be picked on.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to gcnteam.com. That's gcnteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I mentioned Mark Baker, and it's a YouTube video. I found it. I typed in Mark Baker, Baker's Green Acres YouTube, and there it is. And not many views, but it says supporters of Baker's Green Acres. This was July 22nd, 2013. It said, I had an opportunity to meet Mark Baker and his family on their farm. I drove 3.5 hours for a cause, a chance to talk to the man who was in the fight for his and his family's life. Baker's Green Acres is a small family farm and only wants to be able to have the things that our forefathers wanted us to have. And that is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But it seems that the government wants to take those things from Mark and his family. Mark and all of us will not allow that to happen without a fight. End quote. So that's Mark Baker's, that was his problem. And, you know, I met Mark Baker, and a bunch of us at USA Prepares went up to meet him, and we drove those. I did not, that's not my video, but the sentiment is the same as mine. And those of us at USA Prepares, we went up there to support him. And what he did was exactly what Gwyneth talked about, turning the tables. So I suggested to him that, you know, the way it works is that when a policeman pulls you over, it's three police cars and you. And they've got the lights and they're blinding you. And it's like you're really the underdog in that situation. Well, that's how they operate. So they ganged up on Mark Baker. And I suggested he take names and numbers. He took names and numbers, business cards of all these people who were threatening him. And he posted them on the Internet, on YouTube. And he showed the whole world who they were. And you know what they did? They backed down. Is there a lesson there, class? You tell me. Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's it. You know, and I had a friend, a married couple, and their names were Jim and Victoria Apostolilis, and they were Greeks. They've passed on now. They had a dog breeding business. They had a license for 300 female dogs and so many male dogs. And they decided that they wanted to expand their business. So they built a new facility and they put an extra 200 female dogs in for their dog breeding business. And they were all well looked after. Jim absolutely adored his ladies, his female dogs that were breeding pups for him, and he was earning a good living selling the pups. And the, you know, the animal control found out that he had an extra 200 unauthorized female dogs, and they came in and they shut his facility down. It was well run. He used to go in there each day with a pressure hose, and he used to hose out all the dirt and, you know, concrete and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, that his dogs were well looked after, and they had nice bedding and all that, and nice pens, and, you know, he used to talk to them and make sure that they were happy and well looked after and all the rest of it. And, yeah, it was a lot of dogs. But he was running it as a business. And the animal control came in and said, you've got too many of them, you know, 200 extra unauthorized female dogs. So we're going to shut you down and fine you $1 million. Well, within a month or two, Jim Apostolilis died of a heart attack. Died. That means not alive anymore. And every time I think about that animal control officer coming in and confiscating his dogs, I get really, really angry. You know, because he wasn't doing anything wrong. He was a beautiful guy. He couldn't have lived with himself if he had treated his dogs with anything other than absolute, you know, respect. And he did treat them with respect. But they came in, and shortly after that, within a year, Victoria Apostolilis died of grief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. These are the little minions that the state employs to make our lives miserable. And the same thing is happening right here in Wright County, Missouri, right now. The state is going on the attack for dog breeders, and the things that they're saying, unbelievable. These don't amount to a hill of beans. I won't go into it because it'll identify the people involved. But I'm ready to put them on the air. I'm ready to turn the tables. I am. State came after me for $100,000 in unpaid sales tax. I didn't owe a cent, not one cent. And I went after the state and I exposed their fraud. And you know what they did? They sent me an apology. Most so sorry. Clerical error. Most so sorry. You don't have to put up with it, class.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.